Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is The Connection on Live Talk, a forum where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, June the 7th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, focusing on the challenges and efforts to mobilize the youth to register to vote in the 2023 general elections. Lingabali chona njani kwazwai murie Zimbabwe, kusangana okumuchirongwa chevechi diki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaye kunyoresa kufota kana kuti voter registration. Uyezve zviri kuitwa nemasangano anoshanda nevechidiki kukurudzira vechidiki ava kuti vawanikwe vachinyoresa kuvhota musarudzo dza 2023 nekuti tiri kunzwa kuti vashoma vanhu vari kunyoresa zvikuru sei vechidiki saka tichange tichinzwa zvikonzero kubva kune vanoshanda nevechidiki ava. Lichona njani mtwakazomuhle kutibana uhlelo lwe The Connection kona pa ku Studio 7 uhlelo lwavasakhulayo. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo yokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngoba sibone iZEC isungula uhlelo lweBlitz olokuphuma isiyabhalisa abantu ezabelweni kodwa sibone bebalutshwana ababhalisayo. Solwavalwa lolo hlelo njalo iZEC ithi ase abaloku befuna ukubhalisa kumele baye emahofisini ayo kodwa abanye bakhala ngokuthi akhatshana lawo mahofisi. Ikakhulu abasakhulayo yibo ababikwa belenkinga bengani bayadonda bamadolonzima ukuthi babhalise. Ngakho sizaxoxa labasebenza labasakhulayo laba lamhlanje sizwe ukuthi inkinga kahle kahle ingaphi. We have our guests tonight, Mr. Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust. We also have Yangasen Matete of the organization Project 4263. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start off with Mr. Mazango. How are young people responding to voter registration in Lupane, there in Matabelele North, where you guys have a presence? Because we have seen during the voter registration blitz, we have seen many people not being forthcoming. How are young people responding?
Okay, thank you very much, Mtungameli. From our observations, is Lupane Youth for Development Trust. There is low turnout of young people that are turning out to register to vote. This is mainly attributed to poor communication, which is coming from ZEC, poor communication, which is also coming from political parties and other players that have interest in this process of mobilizing young people to register. There's basically lack of political will from the government to promote or to encourage young people registered to vote. There is also lack of political will from the institution which is responsible to register young people to vote, which is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. This is demonstrated by not fulfilling its constitutional role to register potential voters on a throughout the year basis. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, we expect ZEC to be present in each and every community so that they register each and every young person who turns 18 which is the legal age for one to register to vote. What ZEC is basically doing, they are doing a periodic blitz to register people. And these blitz are not even giving enough time for young people to register. For instance, they did an initial blitz, which was done in February, and the second blitz, which was done for less than 20 days in the month of April. This by its own, it all goes to show that ZEC is not fulfilling its constitutional mandate to register young people to vote. As a result, a lot of young people are left out or are not given that opportunity to register. For one to travel, the furthest distance, which is from Kenyandavu to reach Lupane district, where ZEC is situated, it's about over 120 kilometers. And the transport system is very bad. The road network is also very bad. And the cost implications that are involved for someone to travel or to commute someone from Kenyandavu to Lupane district, it is very much expensive and out of reach for many young people to access that ZEC center. So basically, I would say young people, in as much as they will be willing to register and vote, there is zero political will from the institution responsible. There is zero political will from the government. There is also zero political will from the ruling party, which is basically in charge of running the government today. If we are to analyze the last blitz which was done in the country, they used the ward system. And each ward is about five or six villages. And the distance is involved for one to reach the centers that were created by the April blitz. It involved also longer distances that were costly and also time costing to these young people to reach the created centers. So basically, I would say, in as much as young people are willing, there are zero efforts to reach out to these potential voters. There is zero effort to politically message, send out messages or to encourage and mobilize these young people to participate by registering to be as voters for 2023 elections. So there's so much information blackout which is there, especially for young people. Elections are just a year away, but there is no currency, there is no mobilization, there is no effort to actually engage the young people to participate in the 2023 coming elections. Mm-hmm. Coming to the ongoing ID registration, which is happening, which is ongoing right now.
On the issue of IDs, Mr. Mazango, please hold your thought. We are coming to that. Let me bring in Mr. Matete, and please do stay on the line. Mr. Matete, in your orbit of operation, how are you relating with young people, and what are you hearing from them?
By the numbers that were provided by DIMSTEC, shows that in 2018 we had 4.2 million young people who were eligible to register to vote, but more than 1.5 of them did not register. And by the projection again by the research advocate in it shows that from 2019 to 2023 there will be another more than 1.6 million people who will be eligible to register to vote. What am I saying here? I'm trying to say that we have the potential of registering 3 million young people in Zimbabwe. But this year alone, the blitz that we have done, that has been done by ZEC, managed to produce 160,000 new voters. So it shows that's a false number. The reason being is that I want to be to what I call voter suppression, which in general it translates to voter apathy. Why? What am I saying by voter suppression? I'm simply saying that if there are efforts that are being done to make sure that young people are not registering to vote. For example, I know that you said that you are going to talk about the issue of IT, but before, for someone to register, they need a national identity card. For the whole of last year, we've been trying to mobilize young people to register to vote, but we see that we can mobilize around 10, 20 people, but 10 of them do not have a national identity card. So what this means is that young people are not registered because they do not have a national identity card, even if they do want to register. These are another key factor. The second one is the lack of information dissemination, where even a lot of people just don't even know that the voter registration is going to be delayed, and where even if they believe this way, the centers are going to pay, and when there's no belief, where are they going to register? For example, there's been a lot of information or disinformation that is circulating around social media saying that registration is closed. It shows that there is a gap of communication between the electoral commission and people, which the third one is lack of civic education. We have been focusing much on voter registration, why young people should register to vote, but we are not paying attention to the issues that lead to voter registration. We are treating voter registration as an issue, but we don't yet have citizens who are informed, simply because we do not yet have a robust civic education that comes from government. Like it is in other countries, like in South Africa, UK, in America, where a child as young as 8, as young as 6, not white, is born in the report. So those are some of the reasons why we have low currency turnout currently, which I attribute to voter suppression. Thank you.
And when you say only 160,000 young people were registered during the blitz, Mr. Matete, are these first-time voters?
Yes, they are first-time voters. Though they will be transferred, but the number is first-time voters, which are first-time voters.
And working with that number, I'm sure you guys have some projections as to how many young people, first-time voters would have registered by the time we go for elections next year.
Yes, our projection is our goal was that we should register at least 2 million young people. But going with this state, it shows that we would be, if you reach 500,000, give that a greater job. Because currently, we don't know when the police is going to come back. And as of now, we need to transport people as far as 200 kilometers later to Fort. I'll give you an example of Victoria Falls. We need to transport people to one district later to Fort, which is 200 kilometers. And the one person needs $20 to go there. And it's a high cost that you have been carrying. You have been managing to just transport maybe 6, 10, 15, and it's not going to be consistent because of the resources. So if you reach 500,000, it's current space to get done here.
Thank you there, Vama Tete, and please do stay on the line. Vachangoti Bata. Tripa Chirongwa, the connection panopa live talk nefenyiro yenyu ye studio 7 abasana kusixhuma sikuhlelo lwe live talk uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo the connection na lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubhalisela ukuvota siyazi ukuthi uhlelo lwe please lwabuya lwadlula kodwa sabona izeki sithi hayi balutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota lamhlanje silabela uPane Youth Development Trust kanye elabe Project Vote 263 okuzinhlanganiso ezisebenza labasakhulayo zibakhuthaza ukuba nababhalisele ukuvota kukhetho luka 2023. Ndidzo ke kwamuri vamazango tisati taenda kunyaya yema IDs ya mambo taura nezvayo muri kuti mimi zeki inofanirwa kunge ichinyoresa munhu wega wega aga kana asvitsa makore 18 izvi zvinofanirwa kuitwa automatically here kana kuti mbotisanangurira ipa.
Okay, bumbiro reZimbabwe rinokurudzira kana kuti rinopa masimba organization on Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuti register wese chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinenge chasvitsa makore anokwana iwo 18 kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vaparticipate kana kuti vave part and parcel yevanhu vanoregistra kuvhota kana vachizondovhota pese panosarudzwa utungamiriri hwenyika yeZimbabwe. Asi naizvozvo tiri kuona kuti organization yeZEC iri kutadza kuti iite constitutional mandate iyi yavanosungirwa kuti vaite nezvikonzero zvekuti pane interference kana kuti tinofungira kuti pamwe vanenge vachikurudzirwa kunzi vasaregista vechidiki kuti kana kuti vari kupiwa mari shoma yatinotiwo national budget yavanoalocatwa pamwe dzimwe dzenguva haisi kukwanisa kuti vave nemaofisi kana kuti vawanikwe kumacommunities kunogara vana vechidiki kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vavaregiste pese pavanotenda makore anosvitsa iwo 18.
But pa-18 years yacho ipapo vamazango, should it be automatic kuti alright munhu akasvitsa 18 years zvatozikanwa kuti atova muvoters roll?
Yes, kuyakutazwa sivili kuti masingakangela imithetho yetu sikukuzela kuti siuchinje ukuti senzele ukuti wonke umntwana ozalwa elizweni laseZimbabwe mayifikisa iminyaka eyi-18 ahle fakwe kuvoters roll automatically. Njalo kube sokusiba izifundiso ezizalandela ukuthi sibafundise ukuthi babe bephatheka ukuthi lapho okukhethwa khona iinkokeli zaselizweni leZimbabwe labo baphatheke. Iinkokeli lezi kungaba ngama-councillors, kungaba ngama-members of parliament kumbe upresident waleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele njengezizalwane zaseZimbabwe sikhangele sicubungule ukuthi kufanele na ukuthi sifake lowo mthetho okuthi iZEC ifake ku-voters roll sonke isizalwane saseZimbabwe maze sifikise iminyaka eyi-18. Then kube sokusiba lezifundiso ezikhuthazayo ukuthi wonke umntwana waseZimbabwe ole minyaka engu-18 kusiya phezulu bakhuthaze ukuthi baphatheke kukhetho zonke iinketho eziza kuba khona elizweni laseZimbabwe. Siyabonga.
Okay, asiye kudaba lwama-IDs oke wakhuluma ngalo, udaba lwezithupha. Siyakwazi ukulohlelo lukahulumende lapho avula khona wathi okay abantu abaningi likhala ngokuthi kalila zithupha, wozani-ke lizethatha izithupha. Luhamba njani lolo hlelo? Akusitshele ubungani uyakhonona ngalo.
Ya, lolu hlelo thina sike sibe lethuba ukuthi silandelele ukuthi lezi zisebenzi zika-registrar general zipha njani abantwana abasakhulayo izithupha. Siyananzelela sibili ukuthi bayekethesile sibili into eziningi njalo basebenza lapho esike zalandelela sinanzelela ukuthi bazama sibili ukuthi baphe abantu izithupha kodwa kulo hlupho lokuthi izithupha abazipayo lezi aziso zithupha ezimodeni kumbe sikhangele ukuthi ku-2022 ilizwe laseZimbabwe libe lisipha ama-citizens izithupha ezinjalo because bapha izithupha zakudala leziyana okwakuthiwa ngama-waiting pass ezephepha ezokuthi singanethwa lizulu siyadabuka kumbe i-ink umbhalo lwana uyaphela ngokuya kwesikhathi njalo liphepha ukuthi lingadabuka alila guarantee ukuthi umuntu uzaba lalo for isikhathi eside. Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi i-process abayenzayo ukuthi baphe izithupha lezize ziyephuma kuyathatha amalanga. Abantwana bahamba bethatha izithupha njenganamuhla bathathe ama-photos kodwa abantu bakorejistra abayenelisi ukuthi babephe izithupha khonapho khonapho. Bayatshela ukuthi lizophenduka ngelanga elinje lizokolekta izithupha zenu. And siyananzelela futhi ukuthi from ukuxoxisana labantu bakorejistra vakara ngokuthi ama-materials abawasebenzisayo kwesinye isikhathi ayatshisa impikitha le yabayebeyithethe okugcina besenza ukuthi bayenze ukuthiwa yi-reshooting bathatha ama-impikitha le anakutya futhi again kugcina sokuthatha amalanga amaningi ukuthi akontanga babe lezithupha.
ndimbozo kira kwa muri vama tete imanzwa nyaya yema IDs iri kutaura na vama zango ne miyo imambo taura nezwa yo isaka manga mchiti nyaya yema IDs kana kutifitupa zviri kubatika ere kwa muri where you guys are operating.
Oh, it's okay. So, yeah, it's too far in here. We'll be taking more Zimbabwe because number one, there are two scenarios. Nenye COVID 19, my office will remain the Anga Kafa, but 2020, because she can maybe in the Padanga from office. For the past 2 years, most of Menela Kafa, still is over there, Panama, much more to Tupa, can have to a market certificate. Then, look at my time when I will be able to. Kuzvipositora sedzakaita matebele nenyaya yekuvhura hondi kune mazina resensi evanhu vasavhura wana madokuments aya nenyaya yekuti vabereki vavo kana kuti maguidance akaafekta nekuvhura hondi end havana kukwanisa kuzopiwa atoti pazhongo madek certificate tikwanisa kuzonge vachitoresawo vachitorawo mabhethi nezvitupa zvekuti find kuti matebele kune 3 zina resensi dzevanhu vasina zvikwanisiro mabhethi nezvitupa ndikureva izvo kuti kana ndandiri muna 1982 ndandine 10 years vabereki vangu vakaafektwa nekukura hondi vasina kutoisa chitupa kana bhedzi 20 years or 25 years down the line my early 90s muna 95 ndandakukodzera kuita mhuri yangu asi ndisina zvechitupa pamusoro pazvo saka mwana futi akasarwa 1995 iyo zvinoisa kukodzera kuita mhuri yake saka tave 3 mazina resensi nevanhu vasina zvitupa matebele vobva zvawedzerwa nekuti nenyaya yekuti nenyaya yecovid 19. So, zvino affecta voter registration zvakanyanyisa zvisereki kuti kuti unarejise kuvhota unonita kunge une chitupa ende kune vanonzi maalies ufanga kuti une birth certificate saka pakaitika mablitz ese sikozese kuti the reason why anga asingawani vanhu vakawanda kuti vazhinji vechidiki vanga vasina zvitupa zvekuti 6 out of 10 young people who turned 18 in 2019 up to now that not have ID, national identity cards. Zvova zvakaafekta futi nyaya yedelimitation kuti iyo zvinezvi maconstituency kana kuti mawadzi akuganhurwa patsva izvi vachishandisa number registered voters but havasiita consideration again kuti pane vamwe vandakaziisa vasina zvitupa iyo zvinezvi kune bilisa zvitupa but kune zvimwe nzvimbo dzaisati yatosvikawo futi kwakaita sekuna nambare kuna masvingo vasati vasvika vanhu vecivil register saka vanhu vakawanda havana zvitupa saka havakwanisi kurejista kuvhota
aya iye zvitupa vamatete muri kutaura kuti kumatebeleland uko inyaya yekukura hundi ko kune dzimwe nzvimbo like mbare yamuri kutaura chikonzero ndechei chiri kuita kuti vanhu vawanikwe vasina zvitupa
orai zvavakaita ivo vanhu vecivil registry vakaita ekalenda ravakadhizaina pablitz yavo nekuti vakati kunzvimbo nemwe tinenge tichinda nenguva yakadai sekuwareni pati vanga vari kumwedzi wamei kumuchiredzi vanga variko mwedzi vari kuuyako mwedzi wachikubata wajuni saka kumbare vari kuyako muna september and the nearest center yemunhu ari kumbare ecitizanori anotora chitupa isi kuinda kumakombe kana kuinda kuwadzana kunonida futi transportation saka zvimwe nzvimbo vasati vasvika nenyaya yekuti vakaisa kalenda ravo saka ndichakangovamiri vatasvika munzvimbo izvozvo asi pari zvo ndangaimbozama kuti madistance madiki tinge tichibatsira vanhu etransport vanotora zvitupa vachirejista kuvhota nevanoda kuchandisawo kuzvikoro neinei because chitupa chinoshanda zvinhu zvakawanda
hai siyabonga mnumzana matete vamatete tinokutendai rambai muri parunhare yenyu apa sanda kusixhuma vachangotibata tiri pachirongwa The Connection chirongwa chatinokupakurai chipiri chega chega pano pane pfenyuro yestudio survey na uyezve nhasi lamhlanje sikhuluma ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvhota esingathi yivhota registration silo mnumzana Tawanda Mazango wenhlanganiso yeLupane Youth Development Trust kanye lo Youngerson Matete wenhlanganiso ye Project 4263 ndidzokere kwamuri vamazango engiphenduke kuwe siyake sizwe nxa sibona abasakhulayo sikhuluma labo bebhala kuma social media lapha uze umuntu esithi hayi mna angisoze ngivote vele omunye ethi vele akula angaze mvote empilweni yami umbuza ukuthi ngasizathu bani ekutshela ukuthi vele it doesn't make a difference ngoba even singaze sivote ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyaziwa ukuthi luya kuliphi ibandla. Nxa likhulumisana labo abasakhulayo khona ngaphela uPane lakwezinye indawo yiziphi izizathu elizitholayo ezenza abasakhulayo bengafuni ukubhalisa?
Thina siyananzelela ukuthi abasakhulayo sebedidekile lokhu kubangwa ukuthi uhulumende silaye kalaleli njalo kathathi imboni yabasakhulayo. Kulama processes ayenzakalayo ukuthi abasakhulayo engxenye babuthaniswa. Sinanzelela izinto ezinjengama-parliamentary hearings baphe imbono yabo ukuthi hayi bebefisa ukuthi izinto ziyenze kanje njalo abasakhulayo ikakhulu asebake baparticipata kuma-elections sebeke baphuma ngokuningi wabe siyavota njalo ivoti yabo ezange yahlonitshwa izinto ezinjalo ziyenza abasakhulayo bedideke begcine besithi hayi singaze thina sisukume siphatheke kuhlelo zikahulumente akukho okutshintshayo akukho esingakutsho okuzathathwa kube put into consideration ezikhathini eziningi amaprocesi lawa ayenzwa kubuthaniswa abasakhulayo baphe imbono yabo just to legitimize ama-processes kahulumente ayabe sevele sephasile kudala kuyabe kusenzwa nje ukugcwalisa maybe ukuthi kukhanye ngazathi uhulumente uyalandelela ama-processes ngendlela i-constitution ejongayo kodwa kungayisikho kunjalo kungayenzwa ukuthi kungayenzwa ngenhliziyo yokugcwalisisa i-constitution yaseZimbabwe esikhathini esiningi into lezi yabe zisenzwa just to rubber stamp ama-decisions ayabe seyenziwe kudala nguhulumente so lizathola ukuthi abasakhulayo vele kathesi bakhala ngokuthi imbono yabo vele ayithathwa ayiqiniswa njalo uhulumende silaye kabaliboni njengengxenye engaphatheka ku-governance yaleli lizwe laseZimbabwe and okunye esikunanzelelayo njalo ukuthi abasakhulayo abakho prioritized ikakhulu masesikhangele ukuthi baphiwe ama-documents azabayenza baphatheke kuma-processes kahulumende esikhathini esiningi into lezi yenzwa for political reasons or just to fulfill political ends so abasakhulayo labo bayakunanzela kulukena begcine besithi hayi liyabe lifuna ukusebenzisa ukuze thina sigcwalisise izifiso zabo not for the bigger goal ukuthi kugcwalisa izifiso zikaZulu so lezi ngezinye izinto eziyenza abasakhulayo begcine besithi hayi thina sisafuna ukuthi siphatheke kuhlelo ezibuya nohulumende.
But it can't be the government's fault every time mazango ngoba ngokungavoti abasakhulayo laba do they understand ukuthi the decision not to vote really has a bearing on the outcome of the election bayakuzwisisa yini khona
ngiyabonga ngombuzo nalawo khonapho yikho sokumele siphatheke njengezinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo njengama citizens are enlightened so kumele siphatheke sonkeni lapho esihamba khona ukuthi sibe sixwayisa laba abasakhulayo sikhulumisana labo njalo sibabonise ukuthi hayi lesi sinqumo bayabe sithethe sokuthi abafuni ukuphatheka kwezokuvota kuyabancindezela kanjani kumele sincedisane njengoZulu lapho esihamba khona kumele sincedisane ngobuningi bethu sihambe mawula abantwana abaleminyaka engu 18 njengomzali umele ohlalela labo phansi ukukhulumisana labo njalo babonise ukuthi kumele bayenzeni njengama active citizens njengama responsible citizens ukuthi kumele basukume baphatheke ngobuningi babo ukuze sisuppresse whatever the mechanizations ezabe zikhona ezokuthi kuncindezelwe kumbe abasakhulayo bengaphatheki ekuvoteni kwaleli lizwe le yi-responsibility ya wonke umuntu o-enlightened i-responsibility ya wonke umuntu olomntwana ole-18 years and above yi-responsibility yenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo i-responsibility ye-ZEC njalo iresponsibility amanye amabandla aphatheka kwezepolitics ukuthi sisukumeni sonke ngobuningi siyenze ukuthiwa i-voter education sifundise labo abasakhulayo ukuthi hhayi kumele babe le-energy, kumele babe le-hope, kumele babe lokukhangelela ukuthi mabengasukuma bayirejista ukuvota, mabengasukuma njalo bayaphatheka ku-2023 bayevota ngobuningi babo izifiso zabo zizaphuma kulelo khetho luka-2023.
And given the apathy amongst young people, Mnumzana Mazango, we have heard abanye abenhlanganiso esifana lani really developing esingathi fatigue. But you know, kunzima ukuthi uqhubeke ukhuluma ngento eyi-one utshela umuntu athi hayi ambe ebhalisa ngoba kuqakathekile ukuthi uvotile, whether uvotele izanu kumbe uvotele i-CCC kumbe uvotele i-MDCT, it doesn't matter. Okubalulekileyo yikuthi uhambe uyebhalisa. Sibona kusiba le-fatigue kwabanye esikhuluma labo, given that kind of apathy. What keeps you going as the Ilupane Youth Development Trust?
Tina sikhuthazwa kakhulu isekelo sombuso esilaso iconstitution yethu yaseZimbabwe etsho yona ukuthi i-voter registration is an ongoing process yokuthi kumele yenzakale from day number 1 up to day 365 of yomnyaka ka-2022-2023 kusiyani. It's an ongoing process, so khonoko thina kuyasikhuthaza, njalo thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labasakhulayo siyananzelela ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi bakhona abasakhulayo ababe bethena iminyaka engu-18, so kumele sihlale siphatheka ukuthi si-encourage njalo si-mobilize bonke abasakhulayo ngazonke izikhathi ukuthi soon as bethena iminyaka besiba neminyaka engu-18 kumele bayenelise ukuthi bayirejista ukuvota. Njalo kungapheleli ukuthi ekurejisteni ukuvota, kodwa kumele sibakhuthaze ukuthi bangarejisti ukuvota mhla wama-elections, kumele bathene up bayevota ngobuningi babo. Thina lokhu yasikhuthaza sibili and si-encouraged ukuthi sibe sisebenza labasakhulayo, njalo siyananzelela ukuthi singamobilize abasakhulayo ukuthi bayiphatheka kulolu uhlelo lwama-registrations okuvota nokuvota kwakhona. Kuyatranslata directly ku-development yelizwe lethu, because babe umuntu angarejista ukuvota angayavota, that particular person or that particular youth ngazonke izikhathi by virtue of ukuthi waregista waparticipate ekuvoteni uba lo ntshukutshuko okuthi abe sisiba ekhangela ezinye izinto ngelihlo lokuthi kanti ukansela wami uyenzani, kanti u-MP wami uyenzani, kanti upresident welizwe uyenzani ukuthi athuthukise kumbe akukuzela i-development yezindawo ababevela kizo. So ngazonke izikhathi thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labakhulayo si-encourage kakhulu, njalo si-motivated ukuthi masingaba-encourage ukuthi ba-register ukuvota bayevota. Esikhathini esiningi abantu babe-participate ku-voting baba lelihlo le-development, baba lelihlo lokuthi to hold ama-elected officials accountable ukuthi bababuze ukuthi kathi lokhu likwenzeleni, indaba lithethe isinqumo sokuthi lenze lokhu. Lokhu kudalwa ukuthi umuntu lona uyabe waparticipate in the process yokuvota.
Mm-hmm. And let me throw that question also to Vamatete. Given the apathy yevechidiki Vamatete, what keeps you guys going as Project Vote 263? Chirukupwa imanyukunyuku kuti murambe muchiparidza vhangeri rekunyoresa kuvota.
Oh, okay. So isusu chinangwa chedu ndechekuti toda kupromota youth participation and demand party democracy beyond nyaya dzekuvota. So zvandambotaura zvazvo kuti isusu tikungonya vanhu maorganisation ari kunyafokasa nekuti vanhu mayouth ngaane kuvote ngavote pasina kubatsanangura zvanyanyasokukoshera kuvota kwacho. So our first objective is to make sure that young people understand why it is important to vote, why it is important to participate beyond voting, to make sure that they hold elected official accountable, they hold the government accountable, they make sure that they safe delivery, all those things, they contribute to citizen awareness. So our major objective is to create informed citizens who are able to hold the elected official to account. So that's the first objective that we have before we go to issue of equal register to vote. So chatuni ya kukoshesa pangwa ni sebuti wangawe neru siwo kwe kutu sana kukoshele kuno vote. Then in tuna kutu na futi nyambe nge chitaure kutu wana kutu baishdi kwa kutu register to vote kama sapota soka fanana. Yes, icho kwa libati inya kutu pawaningi wa chitaura wana chitaura so cherera. Pani mpunzo wawaningi wa chitaura. Nini kuti kumashure kune nyaza kwa tari kaza kwa wanda zekuti my nations arukubiwa pane msangano no ona nisha my nations rukute maraka na ikula ringa divi saka wishi diku wani kwa sinamba wa chumfunzo saka nyaza kadeo how are you going to make sure that our vote is safe. So njoso mwesunga sute kakuta nangula wa nishi diku kuti what is your responsibility in democracy, what is your responsibility kuma elections as a citizen. So that's one thing, that's our drive, to make sure that young people understand their responsibility in governance, in democracy, in elections. That's the first and foremost responsibility that we have as an organization. And also, in Zimbabwe, there is a lot of frustration. So if you are going to pick up, you are going to pick up, nekutu waluka na maturopa, numa kanyanya fote hapa, tibeshidiki waluti, atisumbo unao mara, chitakuruwa, watete afutila wacho, waningu wa jita wangu soka basa, zile muriza, awa, wasu soka kwa tili. Saka chukuti, tuza, makutikone, kibeshidiki, newa tukamira, wanga wama kansela, MP, kutu wangu wa create a relationship, wa chisa wa sistema, so that they also have faith in leadership, in political leadership. And the another issue that you also make sure that there's an organization, we try to push in the diaspora vote in Tungameli. Yekuti while Zuraz of Wanda is Zimbabwe, so how can the person about Yakuti Kupum, Wilms Baba, Ramara Sukanaka, Bangladesh or political persecution? So I find it unofficially there are more than 5 million Zimbabweans outside Zimbabwe. So that we are pushing our in the diaspora vote organization. Kenny, in line with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Section 67, you know, important every Zimbabwean at 18 years. Anfonga achiri cha kufuata achifuata isinga limit munhu kuti anogara kupi saka tikuti kene parliament ya also ya kwanisa kuisa mtemo ya tote pa electoral act reform inotaura kuti ya diaspora vote kutinge tichivandudza kana kuti tinge tichimeka sure kuti vanhu vari kumazvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvinova zvakawanda zvaava ma youth kana ma young people vari kunze kwenyika vanhu vachipiwa mukana kurejista kufuata nenyaya yekuti they are also economic biggest economic contributors also is well in Zimbabwe. That's another objective that we have also as an organization.
Epa nyaya diaspora vote iva matete takaona news day ichiburitsa nhau yekuti I think was it last week nhau yekuti speaker of parliament vari kuti mitemo ngaigadzirwe vanhu vari kudiaspora vagone kuvhota. Asi tiri kuziva kuti bato riri kutonga riri panyanga rakambotaura rinogara richitaura kuti hanyaya yediaspora vhoti iri kunetsa. Ivo havagoni kuti vange vachibuda vachinokampeina kune dzimwe nyika nenyaya yemasanctions saka havadi kuti paitwe nyaya yediaspora vote. Muri kuona zvichiitika izvozvo sei because for the 2023 elections I bet it's out of the question. But musarudzo dziri kuuya after that muri kuzviona zvichiitika here?
Nyaya mutaura ndechokwadi kuti speaker of parliament vakataura mashoko atakafarirawo isusu bato civil society organizations kuti kakunge kuine diaspora vote nenyaya yekuti constitution yezimbabwe vatungamiri inobvumira nyaya yediaspora vote because zvandambotaura kuti section 67 inoti munhu wese muzimbabwe ane makore 18 ekuzvarwa
anofanira kunge achireisa kuvhota ende achivhota zvisinei nekuti anogara kupi. Asi nenyaya yekuti electoral act yedu yaitaura nezvenyaya inotaura nezvenyaya yepoll based system, saka kudiaspora kwe kusina that poll based mapolling stations. But nyaya yamataura yekuti bato reza nepf rinoti iro hari pasi kunokampeina kudiaspora nekuti rine rakarwa nemasanction, tinogona kunge chiri chokwadi. Asi hatizive kuti ZANU PF ina mastructures muAmerica, ina mastructures muUK, ina mastructures all over western countries. So handizivi kuti vanhu vavo vanoti mastructure chairman wavo kunoti America kana mastructure avo hapasi kukampena here, vari pamasanction here kuti vangokampena chete asi vachikwanisa kugara vari munyika idzodzo. Chechipiri futi ndechekuti kana vati ivo kumawestern country vane masanctions, kuwai vasingabvumiri diaspora futi musadhaki mausina masanctions? Zvizvarwa zvakawanda zvemuzimbabwe zviri mumasadhaki kanti makaita semunana Zambia, South Africa, Botswana, wai vasingatenderi diaspora futi nyika idzodzo kwavasina masanctions? So tiri kungoona hedu sekuti bato reZANU PF riri kutungamira riri kuda kungohwandaro nechigume, nekuti havasi kuda kuti vanhu veku hadizivi kuti vanova sekuti vanhu vakaenda kunze kwenyika havadi here kana I don't know, but zvemasanctions kungohwanda nechigume chete.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamatete. Please do stay on the line as I bring in vamazango. Mr. Mazango, the current voter registration, the ongoing exercise, Zek is saying that people should go and register at its 73 offices across the country. Zek has 73 offices open now for registration, and Zimbabwe is a very big country. We have 210 parliamentary constituencies and almost 2,000 wards, council wards, 1,958. Do you guys have anything, any engagement with ZEC to address such anomaly?
Thank you very much. I think that on its own, it demonstrates what I said earlier, that ZEC has failed and ZEC is failing to deliver its constitutional mandate to register people, citizens of Zimbabwe, as voters. It's impossible for 73 stations to register or to cover over 1,000 polling stations that are dotted around the country. By that, tenacity is regularly, is yet regularly, They are not delivering on the mandate to register people or citizens that 2018 throughout the year. And these 73 stations are static, they are not moving. It could have been better had it been that the 73 stations are mobile. They will move on a weekly basis, probably, to cover the polling stations that are dotted around each and every district. Say for Lupane is 28 wards, and the distance that are involved, especially for some wards, we talk of the Kenyan Davo, the Dandanda wards, it's over 100 kilometers to reach the Lupane Zek district office. So for a young person who is 18, and actually taking into consideration the economic factors that are affecting young people, 99% of young people won't be able to have the bus fares to reach that polling, that ZEC center, which is in Lupane. So it is impossible for ZEC to actually claim that they are open throughout the year. The fact of the matter is that ZEC is closed. ZEC is not capable to register people that would have turned 18 or potential voters for 2023 elections or for any other coming elections. ZEC has failed to deliver its constitutional mandate.
And Lupane, ile office one kuphela ZEC where you can register?
Yes, Lupane is only one ZEC office, which is at Lupane District Center.
And iyona izeki mazango selike lazama inokukhuluma layo ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyadingeka ukuthi balethe njalo ilethe njalo i-voter registration blitz kumbe ivula amanye ama-ofisi endaweni ezijeneyo elupane lakwezinye indawo ukuze abantu bazifinyelele benelise ukuyabhalisa kungela ukuhamba imango emide.
From ukuxoxisana lezek yaselupane because singabantu esiphila lawo ama officials ezek impendulo abasipha yona ukuthi abala ma resources ukuthi bangene emakhaya kodwa bayamukela ukuthi makungaba lenhlanganiso ezilama resources mobilize ama youth kumbe abantu abefuna ukuregister nini sibe sesibaviza bakhululekile ukuthi babuye bazoba register in those communities but esikubonayo ukuthi izek le government yaseZimbabwe isitransfer iresponsibility yayo to inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukuthi zibe yizo ezibhabhula lowo mthwalo okuthi kuregistre ama-citizens bayekwayenelisa ukuthi bavote. Okuba yikho ukuthi i-government konke laseZek sebebalekela i-constitutional mandate yabo yokuthi bathwale lowo mthwalo then inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ziphatheke ukuthi sincedise lapho kusilela khona izek ayikhona ukuthi thina sibe yithi esithwala lowo mthwalo wonke.
Go vechidiki vekumaruwa vari kuti chiwo vari kunyoresa here kana kuti I know you guys are based in Lupane Urban but I'm sure you are working with vechidiki kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana zvinosanganisira kuma reserve.
Yes, sikhuluma kunje izolo besisemakhaya simonitor laba abarich abaphi i-department ye-civil registry. Besisemakhaya njalo sinanzelele ukuthi abasakhulayo bayathatha izithupha njalo bayaphiwa izithupha ngobuningi babo. Sikhuluma kunje baningi asebelezithupha ukuthi bayehlile kufinyelela ama-offices ezek ukuthi ngabe i-blitz iyaphinda yenzakale kumbe lapho kuhamba khona abantu be-civil registry mabeqeda ukuthi baphiwe abantu izithupha bayenelise ukuthi abaphiwe izithupha baphume bahambe la bahle beregistre ukuthi bayevota babe ngabantu abayenelisa ukuthi bavote kuma-elections azayo. Kodwa esikunanzelela ukuthi izithupha bayaphiwa ezephepha of course kodwa bayehlile ukuthi bafinyelele lapho kulamazeki offices so umthwalo omningi ususalela kwinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kumbe umthwalo omningi ususalela kulaba besephiwe izithupha ukuthi badinga izindlela zokuthi bayefinyelela baze bayefika elupane bayenelisa ukuthi bathathe bayenelisa ukuthi baregister ukuvota.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Mazango, and please do stay on the line. For those who've just joined in, this is The Connection on Live Talk. And we are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, especially efforts by civil society organizations to convince young people why they should register to vote in the 2023 general elections. As we head towards the finish line tonight, I'd like us to talk about the issue of political violence. Ndi dzoke kwa muri vamatete. Nyaya ye mhirizhonga inyaya inowanzonetsa zvikuru kana takuenda kusarudzo. Uyezve 2 weeks ago takaona pachiita mhirizhonga kukwekwe where the Citizens Coalition for Change alleged that they were attacked by ZANU-PF, but ZANU-PF denied the allegations. Also, we know that a CCC activist, Mo Blessing Ali, is missing currently. She was abducted allegedly on May 24. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. The CCC says politically motivated, but the police says no. Nyaya mirishonga iyi va matete muri kuionawo sei uyezve vechidiki muri kumbovakurudzirawo kuti vasaite zvemirishonga here besides kuti muvakurudzire kunyazi kuti vavhote.
Nyaya yemirishonga muzimbabwe musarudzo muzimbabwe inyaya inobvira kubva Zimbabwe ichangotanga muna 1980 ende inyaya iri kuenderera mberi. Mainly nenyaya yekuti muzimbabwe there is a lot of polarization ndikabva yazointensifya kwakuma 2000 asi dambudziko ratiri kuona nderekuti politics dzatiri kuita muzimbabwe ndedzekuti who is going to get what, hadzisi dzekuti dzinoda kusevha vanhu. Sakana munhu asina chido chekusevha vanhu anoita nepesi paanogona kuti aranga ari pazosanganisira violence zvekuti vechidiki vese vari kuparticipata mupolitics vari kunzi vanenge vachiita zvevhiolensi ende vasingadi vacho kuparticipata vari kuti isu hatisi kuita zvevhiolensi ende tofanira kuzorohwa, tida kuzosungwa. Nyaya mataura yakatika kukwekwe yemukomana wetriplec akanzi ari kunzi akafa tikunzi kuti akaona vanhu vesanupf inyaya yakatika vanhu vachiona ende vanhu vashanu vakaitika vanhu vanhu vachizikamwa kuti vanenge vachinzi nekose zanupf vakatombosungwa nepolisi zvikabuda asi hapana zvakazoitika kumashure mazvo. Saka vazhinji vanenge vachitarisa nyaya dzese kuona kuti ukaita zvematongerwo enyika ukafa kana kuti ukarohwa hapana mapurisa haazoiti basa ravo. Nyaya yamublessing ali inyaya inorwadza stereki kuti mapurisa ari kuti iwo ari kutaura nyaya yerekeni nenyaya yembwa yekuti munhu zveshuwa munhu unganyangaiswa nekuda kwenyaya yekuti imbwa yaita noisi zvinhu zvinonyadzisira asi zvinota kuti vechidiki futi vange vachiramba kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika asi isu seboka rinomira rinosangana nevechidiki tikuzama kuikaridza kuti vechidiki tichiita maactivities ekuti vechidiki vate come together because zvimwe zvinokonzera nyaya yekuti vachidiki havana nguva yavo kwatisa kuti vange vachitaurirana zvinhu zvisana. Saka tiri kuita maactivity akaita sekutombaka zvemabhora mamusic festival ekuti vechidiki vange vachiita come together vange vachitaura zvinhu zvisana because matambudziko avari kusangana nawo mamwe chete. Kushaya kwemabasa hakuna basa kuti iworiwo ribato ripi. Kunyaya dzemagetsi hasina basa kuti iwo ribato ripi. Nyaya dzemvura hasina basa kuti iwo ribato ripi. Saka maproblem edu evechidiki akafanana. Saka tiri kuda kuzama kuti organisation lets mayouth ngati come together vota discuss maproblems avo and find a way of how they can push the government or kumalocal authorities or kumaMPs kumarepresentatives avo ndo maprograms atinawo ekupromota peace munyika nekuti toziva kuti takuenda kumaelection daiso sekore rino tiri kutosa kuti 2008 juni inogona kuzowadzoka next year nei zvatiri kuona zvipitika currently.
Saka mainitiatives amuri kuita aya ari kutambirwa zvakanaka here nevezanupf vacho nevetriplec just to mention these two main political parties?
Maactivity sendanakuta zvazvo kuti muzimbabwe mune a lot of polarization so far pachine a lot of bit of resistance kuti pakaita vanenge vabva vakaona mafesi evanenge party vanogona kutauresista. Saka tatikuta togona tirikuda kutire tichitsvaka vanhu maleaders edifferent political parties vovai vanenge vachiinkareja vamwe chitipawo kuti vachitambe mitambo yakati vaite zvakati hatichanyanyei tinge tiri pafulfrand because muzimbabwe unowanzo kuti vemango vanhu vanoshanda seregime change vanoshanda vari vakarega kuoposini ndozvimwe zvine zvichikanganisa ende nenyaya yekuti oso muri mushanda imomo munosanganisa zvakawanda munogona kusungwa munogona kuita zvakasangana zvakawanda wanu. Saka there is still a lot that we need to do and we are trying to work also with the government and other departments such as National Peace and Reconciliation Commission and other organs of the state. We adopt my chapter 2 of the institutions to make sure that we promote peace ahead of the elections. But we still have a lot of work to do. Nenyaya yekuti also zvanambotaurwa kuti vemapurisa edu kana kuti vezvesecurity vanoita sekuti vane rimwe divi ravanofarira rimwe havanyanyorifarira. Saka peace pacha inoedza kusustaina because kuti peace ive sustainable pano pamwe pacho anenge akikanganisira pano pamwe paine justice. Asi kana pakashaikwa justice hapana peace atogona kuachivha because uyo anenge achiponda vanhu unongoendera mberi achiponda vanhu because hanzi acho hapana zvandinoitwa. Uyo anenge apondi wavo haangazodi kuzingo setingomorosa roko munhu akaponda mai vako nezuro ngoti hazvina basa. Saka tofa unge also inkanzania justice. But yeah, kuti kuti makosi au mapolisi seems to be yes also a bit of a side vanenge vachitora. Ndozvino zvekuita home bank issue a piece.
Aiwa, tinotenda enda. Let me go to Vamasango nenyaya yeviolence. Udaba lodlakela lina Mazango liluphatha njani khona ngapho elupane eMat North? Liyakhulumisana labo abasakhulayo from amabandla atshiyeneyo njalo bathi?
Ya, siyabonga. Thina njengelupane Youth for Development Trust, ukuze sinqabele udlame njalo i-violence kwezepolitics, sesithathe izinqumo eziningi njalo siyazama ukuthi siyenze sicreate ama-platforms lapho esiyabiza khona abasakhulayo njalo ekubabizeni kwethu we make sure ukuthi siyayenza okuthiwa i-deliberate mobilization ukuthi siyananzela ukuthi kumele sibize abasakhulayo abamelela i-ZANU PF, abameleli MDCT, ECCC, lamanye amabandla aGNA ukuze babhatheke masibabizile njalo siyabiza lenkokheli zabo ukuthi zibuye zibe khona zibahlale ku-same table babe lokukhulumisana labasakhulayo njalo sixoxe ngendaba ezayenzakalayo kumbe kungaba ziyenzakale kathesi maduzane kumbe kwayenzakala kudala lokhu siyenzela ukuthi masingakhuluma ngama-legacies awe-violence ayenzakala kudala sidinge ama-solutions such that asichiyeli kumbe i-legacy le asiyiqhubeli ama-generations abuyayo ukuze bahlale besilwa ngezinto ezayenzakala kudala. Siyaqhuquzela sibili ukuthi kungabe kukhona okwayenzakala kudala okungayenzakalanga ngendlela enhle kube nokuxoxisana nokukhulumisana njalo kube lokuthi kudingwe indlela zokuthi abantu bangasolisana njani. Siyakwazi ukuthi isintu sethu silezindlela sibili zokulungisa izinto ezeviolence eziyabe zayenzakala kudala. We also have i-constitution yethu ile ndlela futhi zokuthi inqabele njalo isolve ama-conflicts ayabe yenzakala kuma-communities ikakhulu akhangelene lezepolitics. Njalo asichiyi ama-institutions akhangele ukuthi anqabele ama-conflicts. Mangikhuluma ama-institutions sikhangele ama-organization njenge-ZRP, o-NPRC, ama-courts ethu, even i-parliament yonangwayo ikhona ukuthi inqabele njalo ukuthi iqhuquzele ukuthi kube lokuphilisana kuhle phakathi kwamphakathini ezigabeni zethu ezivela kizo. So esikhathini esiningi siyabiza ama-stakeholders atshiyeneyo sibe lawo sicreate ama-platforms sihlale phansi sixoxisane njalo kube lokutshelana iqiniso ukuthi hhayi wena kumbe i-institution leyi umsebenzi onje aliwuphathi ngendlela kumele liwuphathi ngendlela enje. We encourage i-truth telling esikhathini esiningi ukuthi kube lokukhulunywa okweqiniso njalo siyakhuthaza sibili we create ama WhatsApp platforms ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi kube lokuxoxisana phakathi kwama players aphatheka kwezepolitics. Silama platforms amaningi kakhulu and thina abe civil society singasakhangela ilupane youth development trust kuphela kodwa silamanye ama civil organizations esiphatheka lawo babe beyingxenye yalawa ama-WhatsApp platforms kumbe ama-platforms lapho siyabe sixoxa khona ukuze siyenelise ukuthi siyatshela ama-political players ukuthi bahlale bakuleni ye-peace whenever bangadeviata from the lane of peace we should be able to call them and tell them ukuthi hhayi lokhu eselukwenza ayisikho esikufisa njengelupane njengezizalwane zaselupane kumbe ayisiyo i-development esiqhukuzela elupane. So esikhathini esiningi siyi-watchdog entweni ukuthi we make sure ukuthi akubi le violence eluphane ingaba khona i-violence ishubebo ukuthi we call a spade siyababiza sibatshela ukuthi hayi lokhu esilukwenza ayisikho esikukhangeleleyo njengabantu beluphane kumbe abantu beZimbabwe jikelele.
That brings us to the end of our show. This has been The Connection on Live Talk, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. I'd like to extend a big thanks to our guests tonight, That's Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust, as well as Youngerson Matete of Project 4263. That's it, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date on The Connection next Tuesday. I am Tungamilinkomo.